Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003.
Make war.
Father, I choose to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. I put no confidence in flesh, for the weapons of warfare are not of the flesh, but are divinely powerful for the destruction of strongholds. I put on the full armor of God. I resolve to stand firm in my faith and resist the evil one. I believe that apart from Jesus Christ, I can do nothing. So I declare my complete dependence on him. I choose to abide in Jesus Christ in order to bear much fruit and glorify my Father. I announce to Satan that Jesus Christ is my Lord. I reject any and all counterfeit gifts or works of Satan in my life. I believe that the truth will set me free and that Jesus Christ is the truth. If he sets me free, I will be free indeed. I recognize that walking in the light is the only path of true fellowship with God and man. Therefore, I stand against all of Satan's deception by taking every thought captive in obedience to Jesus Christ. I declare that the Bible is the only authoritative standard for truth and life. I choose to present my body to God as a living and holy sacrifice, and the members of my body as instruments of righteousness. I choose to renew my mind by the living word of God, in order that I may prove that the will of God is good, acceptable, and perfect. I put off the old self with its evil practices, and I put on the new self. I declare myself to be a new creation in Jesus Christ. By faith, I choose to be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that I can be guided into all truth. I choose to walk by the Spirit, so that I will not carry out the desires of the flesh. I renounce all selfish goals, and choose the ultimate goal of love. I choose to obey the two greatest commandments, to love the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love my neighbor as myself. I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ has all authority in heaven and on earth, and he is the head over all rule and authority. I am complete in him. I believe that Satan and his demons are subject to me in Jesus Christ, since I am a member of Christ's body. Therefore, I obey you the command to submit to the Lord and resist the devil. I command Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, to leave my presence. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Christian Network at www.myhocm.ning.com. Membership is free. Our social Christian network is dedicated to the Christian world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe. We encourage you also to visit our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501c3. If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as you find it in your hearts to give. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our monthly mailing lessons. To receive our monthly lessons, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism. Our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com. And please be reminded, membership is free. Our online Bible Institute and Bible College, www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. And our Bible College is www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. Our posting of Words of the Day on numerous websites. We are also raising funds once again for Food for the Poor, and you can go to the associated website at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the old world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request, or share a testimony, or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501C3.
Come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me
both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So the disciples prayed and waited. During the festival of Pentecost, 120 of his disciples were gathered in one place, and it happened. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Here the disciples experienced the mighty baptism in the Holy Spirit, although they had received the life of the Holy Spirit only a few weeks before when Jesus breathed on them. John chapter 20, verse 22 says, And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. This time they received a new dimension of the Holy Spirit's power. This distinction between receiving the Holy Spirit at rebirth and receiving the baptism in the Holy Spirit is significant. We need to recognize the difference between having the Holy Spirit living within us and being baptized in the Holy Spirit. The baptism in the Holy Spirit is the Lord's provision into the believer's life. To enter into the fullness of what God has planned for our lives, we have no greater need than to be plugged into the power source. We need the mighty baptism in the Holy Spirit. It is the gateway into a new dimension of the Spirit's presence and power in our lives, and it empowers us for ministry. Is the last day's book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in a series, Understanding the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Tonight's lesson or teaching will be The Vessel.
Vessel is skios,
meaning a vessel, implement, equipment, or apparatus. We are God's equipment that He uses to pour through. Vessels carry things. Vessels are used to contain, carry, or transfer something. In the case of the Christian, it is the things of God, including the Word of God, rivers of living water, and His anointing. We are truly vessels or container in that we are heathen or earthen vessels that have a treasure within, the gospel and the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Clean or unclean vessels. Many vessels, Christians, are not clean. Rather, they are unclean vessels. Unclean vessels can be people who have sinful ways and habits that they will not crucify. God often cannot pour through unclean vessels because the sin that they are full of will also pour through them into whatever and whoever God would use them to minister to. If you are an unclean vessel, you would contaminate or pollute those that you minister to. If you have a dirty pitcher and you fill it with clean water with the intent to pour it into smaller cups, all of those cups will get dirty water. Because the vessel or pitcher that you poured the clean water into was polluted. Unclean vessels contaminate or water down what is flowing through them or placed in them. We must be clean vessels if we desire God to use us or pour His anointing through us. There are many who have gifts and talents, yet God does not use them in the way they expect because they are unclean vessels. It is through the act of repenting of our sins and asking forgiveness in Jesus' name that we are made clean vessels, qualified to be poured through righteous vessels or clean vessels. What kind of vessels are you? Are you a vessel of gold, silver, brass, wood, earth, which is the clay? Honor or dishonor? Is your life and service honorable or dishonorable unto the Lord? We are all called to honorable service unto the Lord our God. Many turn from the honorable service, becoming dishonorable in their heavenly service. Jesus Christ's disciple, Judas, was such a person. He was called to be a vessel of honor, an apostle, who walked close to Jesus Christ, yet because of his heart, he became increasingly a vessel of dishonor, wanting the natural, which is temporal, rather than the spiritual, which is eternal. Let us examine the different types of vessels. Vessels of gold represents those who the glory of God, wisdom, righteousness, and truth are poured through, that which is most precious. Vessels of silver represent those who redemption and the knowledge of God are poured through. Vessels of brass represents those who are being judged, who feel self-justified, who are hypocritical, fake, seek man's tradition. Vessels of wood, people who are carnal, temporal, fleshy, and use carnal reasoning to justify things. vessels of clay, although all people are earthen vessels, this is referring to those who are easily broken and fragile. There are many that desire to be vessels of gold or silver, yet do not understand the sacrifices involved with that desire. To become a vessel of gold or silver, it requires your willingness to let God cause pressure through issues to arise in your life. Thus, in the midst of them, you crucify your flesh, allowing God to remove the impurities when the heat is turned up through tough, difficult issues that hinder you from being a vessel of gold or silver. Vessels of honor. In the Greek word for honor is time, pronounced time, meaning money paid or valuables, esteem, especially of the highest degree, or dignify or dignity itself, honor, precious price. Vessels of honor are valuables to the Lord, and he esteems them highly and count them as precious. This is because they seek to complete the purpose that the potter had created them for. We all should strive to be vessels of honor, beloved. Vessels of dishonor. The Greek word for dishonor is atimia, meaning infamy, evil fame, or evil reputation, comparative indignity, disgrace, reproach, shame, vile. This happens when we as Christians compromise our stance and don't give our lives to the potter who is God the Father. For the purpose we were created, these are Christians that live worldly or carnal lives, not crucifying their flesh. We should all strive to be vessels of honor, gold and silver, and above all, holy vessels. Holy vessels are clean vessels. Let us take a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 7. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God had not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. In the above text of Scripture, the Greek word for sanctification is pronounced agiasmos, meaning purification, holiness, or sanctification. God has called us to be holy or clean vessel. You must prepare to be a vessel that is to be used by God. It is important that the vessel, meaning you and I, that God desires to use, be prepared. We must be prepared. This preparation does not require you to get a new wardrobe or buy an expensive car to impress people. Rather, it requires a preparation through spiritual art surgery. You are prepared to be a vessel for God from the inside out, the heart, and not from the outside in. Formalism, legalism, religion, clothes you wear, etc. Let us take a look at Mark chapter 7, verses 5 through 8, and Mark chapter 7, verses 14 through 23. And Jesus said regarding this, "Then the Pharisees and scribes asked them, 'Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but heat bread with and washing hands?' And he answered and said unto them, 'Well, at Isaiah's prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, "This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Albeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.' And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, 'Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man, that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. And if any man have ears to hear, let him hear.' And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parables. And he said unto them, 'Are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the drought, purging all meat.' And he said, 'That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thought, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, and all these evil things come from within and defile the man.' Beloved, we must be cleansed from the inside out, beginning with our hearts. This happens by the washing of the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 says, "That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word." We, the church, who are God's vessels, are sanctified and cleansed, made holy, by the washing of water by the word. When we put the word of God in us, it changes us and cleanses us by renewing our minds and hearts, thus making us vessels fit for the Master's use. Shaping of a godly vessel. We are shaped into vessels that have specific purpose by the great potter, the only true and living God. He is the potter, and we are clay in his hands. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8 says, "But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou art our potter, and we all are the work of thy hand." Beloved, The potter uses vessels that he makes. If you have not or will not allow the Lord to shape you, mold you, and make you through the vicissitudes or issues of life, it is doubtful that you are or will be a vessel fit for his use. Being shaped into a vessel of honor that God can use is not easy on our flesh, natural thoughts and ideas. We often are to broken and reshaped, broken and reshaped, and broken and reshaped again. This happens because we fail the test that we need to help make us, or we let God shape us some, and then we try to put in our own thoughts and ideas into the shaping process, which causes us to no longer be a pure creation of the potter. Thus, we must be broken and reshaped. Jeremiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 4 says, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it." Beloved, many Christians have to constantly be reshaped, because they are disobedient and sin in areas that God is trying to get them to be victorious over while they are on the potter's wheel, which causes them not to be fit vessels. When they finally come to the place that they want to be a vessel of honor, they are broken by the potter. All of their so-called past accomplishments or success that were done in and of themselves are broken and cast away, and they are then put on the potter's wheel to be shaped. To some, it is too difficult, and they get up from the shaping wheel of the potter before the work is complete because of pride or their reputations. I encourage you to stay on the wheel and let the great potter, God, finish his work in and on you. Many of us run from God or a shaping process, and in doing so, we miss the created purpose that God intended to be poured in and through us. Again, we get off the potter's wheel prematurely, causing us and our ministries to be incomplete or aborted. Yet we want and expect to be vessels of honor, vessels of gold, and vessels of silver. This only happens when we stay on the wheel, no matter how difficult it gets. Beloved child of God, let God finish you. Stay on the wheel of the potter. You can be a chosen vessel unto the Lord, as Saul, who later became Paul. Acts chapter 9, verse 15. Yet Paul had to go through many, many difficult and challenging things to become the vessel he was called to be. But he stayed on. He stayed on the wheel. And so must you. It's God who pours in and through you. Beloved, you must put his word in you. And God will pour his anointing in you and through you. If it never goes in, it cannot be poured through you. If the vessel is empty, it has absolutely nothing to pour out. You must fill yourself up with the Word of God. Put the Word of God in you regarding whatever anointing you are called to carry and dispense. That's what vessels do. They carry something to be dispensed in delegated people, places, and things. It is very important that you realize that vessels do not pour out contents on their own. Rather, a greater hand, God Almighty, uses them as His will. Beloved, you are God's vessel. And so you must let Him use you to pour into others as He wills and not as you desire. Many Christians believe that God just arbitrarily pours out His Spirit or anointing for revival, healing, deliverance, provision, etc., anywhere and everywhere. This is the furthest thing from the truth. The anointing of God is always poured on something. The anointing or Spirit of God is the second part of pouring order. First, the Word of God is poured into a vessel, to a person, or towards something. Then the Holy Spirit is poured upon through the vessel or the person the Word is being spoken to when they believe the Word, releasing the anointing and cause rivers of living waters to flow through the vessel. God seems to pour His Spirit out where His Word is, or where it has been spoken. The disciples were with Jesus Christ, the Word, and received the first Pentecost experience because God poured out His Spirit where the Word of God was in the disciples. Peter preached to the Gentiles, Cornelius, his family and servants, and as they heard the Word of God spoken, the Spirit of God fell on them or was poured out upon them according to Acts of the Apostle, chapter 10, verses 44 through 46, which reads, "While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Spirit fell on them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gifts of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnified the Lord." The gift of the Holy Spirit or the anointing was poured according to verse 45. And all of them which heard the word, God poured the anointing through you in places and in people that a word has been preached to or taught. as they believe. There are many scriptures that show this is God's words pouring order. Below are some of them. Let us take a look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of disease among the people. Here we see he taught and preached first. Then the healing anointing was poured out. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Again, we see the same pattern to pour. First, the word of God, then the anointing is poured upon it. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming with signs following. Amen. Here, we have the word being preached and the anointing for signs was poured on the word. Luke chapter 9, verse 6. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. The disciples preached the word, and healing was happening everywhere. Because the anointing was poured upon the word they preached. Acts chapter 8, verses 5 through 7 says, Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto these things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many, taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. Philip preached the word, and it laid the foundation for the miracle anointing, the deliverance anointing, casting out devils, and the healing anointing to be poured through him. This is why you must have or be filled with the word of God if you want to be a vessel that God can use. It is upon the word of God that is in you and spoken through you that God pours his anointing on, causing the manifestation of that word. Beloved, you first pour the word of God out, and then God will pour the anointing and that word as you believe. The Spirit of God can already be there. The anointing can be in the atmosphere. Yet, unless the word is spoken, he, the Holy Spirit, has nothing or no one to pour the anointing onto or into. God wants to pour into and onto his vessels in this, the last days. Acts chapter 2, verses 17 through 18 says, And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaid I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Throughout Scripture, we see God using his servants to pour oil onto the heads of those that he has chosen. The oil represents the anointing or the endowment of the Holy Spirit empowering the servants. Beloved, I must encourage you. You must be God's vessel. You must seek and desire to be God's vessel. Rivers of living water should be flowing from you as Christians. Yet the measure of the living waters flowing from you is dictated by you according to the amount of word that you have, your standard of holiness, and your righteous stance. You can also dictate the force of the anointing pouring through you based on if you are free from debris, which is sin that hinders, slow down, and decrease its strength. The anointing can be watered down because of what is in the vessel, flowing in and through you. Beloved child of God, what kind of vessel are you? What were you created to carry and pour out for the Lord? Are you a healing, deliverance, miracle working, teaching, or interceding vessel? Let God begin to pour through you. Don't be a person with ability who is not a vessel that the anointing can be poured through. We don't just do things. Rather, we are poured through. You don't just sing. If you're a singer, rather you become a vessel who sings the word of God, who the anointing can be poured in and through. You don't just speak for the Lord because you have an ability. Rather, you become a vessel free of spiritual debris, affording God the opportunity to pour the anointing through you unhindered. Beloved, ability does not cause the anointing to be poured through you. Rather, it is poured out upon a vessel who is full of the Word of God. I encourage you once again, become a vessel for the Lord. It is up to you to do that. I encourage you, take a look at your lives and make that decision.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for cleansing to Calvary side. There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power.
Power in the blood.
There is power.
continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was the vessel. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson or would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you to be used as this vessel tonight, dear Lord. I pray, O God, that as I submit to you, Father, you will cleanse me thoroughly, and I pray that there will be a regeneration in my life as I continue on this spiritual journey. I pray for my fellow men, my fellow Christians, that they will submit to you and to search themselves thoroughly in submission. Lord, I thank you and I bless you, Father, in the name of Jesus. The word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them in faith. I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, He is waiting to be restored. We will take a short break and come right back.
From the shouts of the strong,
from the shouts of the strong.
Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from Him, tonight I am asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Romans chapter 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 16 verse 24 says, He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Beloved, I encourage you to call on the name of the Lord to save you from hell and give you eternal life. Romans chapter 10, verses 12 through 13 says, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead, so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you cleanse me with the power of the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you and I bless you, Father. I thank you for the remission of sins. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, if you pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. As a child of God, you must live every day for the glory of God. Rest in the security of God once you have asked Him to save you. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ according to the Word of God. Read the Word daily. Pray daily and throughout the day. Share the gospel with others. Do not be afraid or be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. John chapter 5, verse 24 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." I encourage you to contact us for more help and guidance from the precious Word of God. You can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com.
Just
Lamb of God, I come, I come. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen.
But bad, bad love.
For more help and guidance from the precious Word of God, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. God bless you and good night.